Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and just wanted to take a moment and welcome each and every one of you to the program. We're here today as a part of Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. We're located at 1250 North Banana River Drive over in Merritt Island, and we're just so glad that you tuned in. We are a topical Bible study here on the air, and we like to bring just random topics and different things to the surface and just talk about them and just see how the Bible applies to everyday life. I like to do the show all the time with a co-host, and my co-host today is Miss Martita Stanton. Welcome, Martita, to the program.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you for having me here with you guys.
So glad to have you. And, you know, we just came off of a great adventure together. We just did a week-long trip to the Dominican Republic, and Lighthouse Church as a church raised the funds, and we actually went all the way to the Dominican Republic to a campus for a mission called Happiness Now.
Yes.
And Mrs. Jackie over there, and we gave her a house for her property, and it gave them a place for, she works with Haitian refugees and helps them to become educated because the government won't help them to become educated. So she's been teaching them and educating them and just everyday life stuff and in school. So it's been a powerful trip. What do you think, Martita? I mean, did you have a good time?
It was amazing. It's life-changing. Everybody should go on a missions trip at least once in their life. It will change your life. We go there to bless people, but we come out, I think, more blessed than they do.
Yeah, for sure.
Because our lives are total. We went and built a house for them. We loved on them for a week, and then we're gone. But my life is changed forever.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
And the beauty is, like, we had a team of 10 people, you know, and we just all got to know each other so much better. And
we became family.
You know, it's really neat to go and do those types of things. And, you know, ministry is a crazy thing. If you want to do something for the Lord, man, God will take you all over. You know,
yes.
you want vision from the Lord, just say, Lord, use me.
Yes, yes.
Just say, Lord, use me, and he'll take you, and he will use you all over the world. I mean, it was so satisfying and so fulfilling to actually build a house.
Yes.
And know that you are giving this house away. And I talked a little bit about the currency of the kingdom beforehand in church last week, and we just played that program. But, you know, it's all the little things that add up into a big thing over there. You know, we all, little amounts of money came in over here.
Yes.
And all of that turned into a huge blessing over there for Jackie and the Happiness Now team
and
over there.
One of the things I noticed that the Lord kind of brought, you know, for my attention is that even though it was a team of 10, how each one had a different calling in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we had the girls that really spent time with the kids, playing with the kids, loving on the kids, and it was amazing.
Yeah,
you
it
know,
was.
They didn't want to leave.
That's where they locked in.
Yes. That's what their call was in, and they're young and full of energy, and they had a great time. Then you had the construction group that is fully into...
A couple of the guys that just locked into building that house.
Yes.
You know?
And they were fully into that. And then the Lord sent me to minister to Jackie.
Sure.
And I got time to spend with her in a one-on-one. And just encourage on her and love on her. And it was amazing. So each one of us was kind of, the Lord used us. So here's a huge group because it was a lot of kids, a lot of things going on. But yet he divided us to do what he wanted each one of us to do.
Yeah, it was an amazing team. So, you know, while we were there, we really got a lot of time to do devotions. We actually got hit by a hurricane yes. while we were there. So we had a day that we were just working indoors. But we spent a lot of time just seeking the Lord and in devotions as a team and so forth. And at the very end of the trip, we had a word that came forth, and you brought forth the word, and we have it here with us today. But Martita, I felt like this word wasn't just for the team, so I asked you to bring it to the program today, and I wanted to talk about it, maybe even speak about it over yes. every believer that's yes. listening, over every person maybe that is in our, you know, grasp right now with the program. And you know, I think we should just read it on the air.
Okay.
A little bit, and then I want to break it down and talk about it a little bit.
Do you want
how it applies to everybody?
Do you want to read half of it, or
yeah, sure. Why don't we do it in little paragraphs?
Okay.
So you take the first piece, and then I'll start with the second, and then you can do the prayer, and I'll do the blessing. How's that?
Sounds perfect.
All right.
I want every believer that is listening to my voice right now to take this and take a hold of it, because this
personally.
Is the Lord speaking to you personally. Put your name on it. And take it in. This is the Lord speaking. I called you for such a time as this from your mother's womb. I watched you and have been with you since you were conceived. I assign angels to watch over you and protect you. You have never been alone. You are the love of my life. I know you inside out, and I love every part of you. I don't make mistakes. I have experienced every stage of your life with you. I cried, I mourned with you. I felt your hurt and disappointments. I laughed, played, rejoiced, and celebrated with you. I didn't miss anything, not one tear or smile. Thank you for accepting my invitation to become my child. That was the best day of my life. As my child, I would love for you to walk alongside me for the rest of your life. Be alert, because I'm always talking to you. Listen, meditate on my word daily. Pray without ceasing. Always stay connected to me.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Shout with joy to the Lord. Worship the Lord with gladness. Go before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, mighty God and Lord of lords and King of kings, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Be content in every circumstance. Always rejoice in the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with will, and emotions. Worship him with all your body and strength. Bless, thank, and worship the Lord for saving you, giving you eternal life, becoming your friend, and reconciling you to the Father, giving you the Holy Spirit, healing you from all diseases and infirmities, and forgiving all your sins, and for crowning you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Now, go preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone. Make disciples, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, and cast out demons. You will do greater things than Jesus did while on the earth. Go do it.
May the Lord give you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and discernment. May he alone open your spiritual eyes and understanding. May the Lord reveal to you his calling in your life. Lord, please release angels to guide and protect you and your family.
The Lord will conquer your enemies. The Lord will bless everything you do and touch. The Lord will provide all of your needs, and the Lord will bless all of your possessions. The Holy Spirit guides you, teaches you, comforts you, and protects you. You are the head and not the tail. You are more than a conqueror. You have the mind of Christ. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are loved and you are valuable.
Praise the Lord with all your heart, speech, and actions. Praise him with all your might. Now go fulfill God's purpose in your life. Be blessed and change the world for Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Gosh, there's so much that we can unpack.
Oh my gosh.
In this it's really a word from the Lord.
Yeah,
is and what it is.
And it comes out of the Bible.
Yeah.
He took me to every verse. This, I sat there and he will give me something, give me a verse, and then
right.
he gave me all the verses, and then he says, now listen to my voice. And then it was a download.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I mean, look at the first line. I called you for such a time as this from your mother's womb. How do we apply this to our everyday life? You know, people that are out there listening today, Martita, I don't know that everybody really knows or understands that there is a call of God on each one of their lives.
Yes.
God is calling you, and he has called you from your mother's womb. He knew you were coming. He had a plan. He had a purpose for you from the start. The minute you were conceived, God knew and had a plan for each one of you.
That changes your life because it tells you how worth it you are, how valuable you are. You are here to fulfill something in the Lord's plan for today.
Yeah. You know, I always look at it this way. I've called you for such a time as this. You know, you were born in this generation, in this time, in 2023. You're alive, and God has commissioned you to go into a world, in a modern world, a very delicate, you know, intricate world, and to share the gospel for this day, for this generation. Other people were called in the past to minister to their generations, and the gospel has gone forth, but never in the history of the world have we seen technology at the level that it's at.
It's amazing.
We've never seen, I mean, you know, we've got so much at our fingertips to be able to minister the word of God and the gospel to those around us. So I just think people need to really know and understand how, you know, you are made right now for a purpose that is just mind-boggling.
Yes.
Jesus is coming back, you know, and we say, you know, every generation says he's coming back in our generation, but I don't think there's a lot of prophecy left in the Bible to be fulfilled. And never before in the history of the world have we seen the mark of the beast is now possible.
Yes.
There's, you know, they're talking like chipping people out and tracking and all the things that the Bible has described in the end times.
It's happening.
And you've been called to minister in this season in your life.
I want you to understand how important you are in the army of the Lord.
Right.
Those
of you who are listening.
Yes, you that is listening, understand that this that we just read is God speaking to you, telling you how important you are for the Lord, how you've never been alone, how he created you now, how you have angels to back you up and help you do your calling, okay, for every day.
Yeah.
How he knows every tear, every laugh. I mean, he is there with you. What is it that the Bible says? Every tear is put in a jar.
Yeah.
That he knows every tear that you've suffered. That's how important you are.
Sure.
And that's how much he loves you.
The hairs on your head are numbered. Unfortunately, mine's like 3.
But he used to count them. He just knows how many
you have. Counted them, it was a major issue of subtraction throughout my history.
But let's go to the second one, the commission.
Yeah.
Because we have a commission. And the first thing we need to do is seek him first.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we go, what are we supposed to do? What is our next step? You seek him first. You listen to him, spend time with him, get to know him. And he will take you exactly where you need him.
Sure. I would say it this way. Are you seeking him first in your life?
Yes.
You know, that's the real question in this. You know, commission, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Do you even realize that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus?
That's right.
That Jesus has cleansed you of all of your sin? Or are you allowing your sin to drag you through life? And are you feeling condemned and beaten down in your life? There's no reason for you to feel those things when you truly know who you are in Christ. I think that it's so powerful when a believer comes to a saving knowledge of Jesus in their life, Martita, but then they recognize that they have been set free, that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen. So in the name of Jesus, I break shame right now from you.
That's good.
I break guilt from you. I I break every condemnation and every curse word that has been spoken over you, because you are the righteousness of Christ. You are holy. You belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are his child. You are a priest. Don't let all that junk hold you down when he gave his life so you can fulfill your purpose.
Yeah, and then now, shout with joy to the Lord.
Amen.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Go before him singing with joy. You see, there's happiness in life, Martita, and then there's joy in life. You know, and the joy of the Lord is our strength, right? But, you know, I think so many times we think we need to be happy, but there's situations and circumstances in your life you're not going to be happy about, but definitely, you can still have joy.
That's right.
Because the joy of the Lord comes from your relationship with Jesus. Happiness comes from circumstances working in your favor.
That's right.
But true joy
comes from the Holy Spirit that lives within you.
Yeah.
It is a fruit of the Spirit of the Lord. And it comes from inside out. Happiness comes from outside in, while joy comes from inside out.
Yeah. See, we were on this trip. We're building this house. It's over 100 degrees.
It was hot.
Carrying these metal panels. I've sweated through my shirt, my pants, my underwear, and my socks.
Yes.
And I'm literally soaking wet. I wasn't happy.
No, that was rough.
But I had joy.
Because
for the joy that was set before him, Jesus endured the cross. So the work that we were doing there, I was enduring that work, but I was having joy in the midst of it, knowing that I was fulfilling the plan of God for my life. You see, and with people out there today that are listening to the program, every situation in your life isn't going to be a happy one.
No.
You're not going to be happy all the time, but you can have joy in the midst of your life, in the midst of the struggles that we face, by simply trusting in the Lord with all of your heart, leaning not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways. If you will acknowledge him, he will direct your path.
Amen. You know, when we were, as you were saying, how hard it was to work there, and our clothes were completely glued to ourselves, the hair was glued.
Yeah.
But when you saw those kids'
expression,
my hair was, not yours.
Yeah.
But when you saw their faces, of everybody, the joy when we the bunk bed.
Oh yeah, when we took that second bunk bed to that house, you know,
come on,
guys, we went to this house, and this house was built out of sticks, and it had just metal pieces just all wired together. And this little girl was there, and she had, you know, she shared her testimony after we brought the bunk bed. And when we were walking that bed in, she grabbed a hold of the bed, and she wouldn't let go of it the whole time we were building it.
Yeah, because she was so excited. She had been praying for a bed.
Yeah.
And when that bed came in, it was the world to her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, here we're like, I want the new video game. I want the new phone. I want an
80-inch TV.
Yes. Well, all she wanted
is a bed.
No sheets to it. No pillow to it. It was a bunk bed that it was built by us guys, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't the fanciest thing. It was just a simple bunk bed. But to her, it was everything.
Yeah.
Because from sleeping on the floor to having a bed.
Yeah.
It was, to her, it was luxury.
And then we brought the mattresses in. She was just excited to get the frame.
So when she was holding, so they understand, she was holding on to the wood.
Yes.
This is not even the mattress yet.
When we brought the mattresses in, she really came unglued and was laying on this bed doing snow angels on the mattress, you know, just like, oh my gosh, you know. And then she shared her testimony, and I think every one of us about broke down. She's like, I've been believing God
for a bed. We went to another home, so you get a little hold of this. We went to a home that the two mattresses were against the wall. Six people live there, and at night they will throw on the floor. Again, no sheets, no pillow, no nothing, and the six of them will sleep together in this two, maybe full-size bed.
3-inch.
Yeah, real
thick
thin
mattress.
And they're on cement. It is
dirt,
hot.
Dirt, really.
Yeah.
Rocks.
Yeah. Well, one room, it was all rocks.
Yeah, it was all, it was at an angle, too.
Yes.
So it's like an elevated bed, at least. You know?
Yeah.
But, I'm sorry, but it
that was the pillow side.
Yeah.
You know? But my gosh, it makes you so grateful for everything we have.
Yeah.
And God is so good. And I'm telling you, when we go places like that, our lives are transformed. My life is totally changed. When we come home, we are rich. I don't care what your situation is.
Yeah.
We are rich.
We are. You know, it's very eye-opening.
Yes.
When we go and do that. But really, guys, each and every one of you in your lives today, you are blessed. And you can actually look around even in the world that we are in here in the States.
Yes.
And, you know, you can look at that homeless guy and you can go, you know, he may be sleeping in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
He may be sleeping on a porch or something. He's trying to avoid the rain and the weather, same as it was over there. And you can have compassion.
Share a meal.
You know, with people. You can bless those who are less fortunate than you. And you can appreciate what you do have instead of focusing on what you don't. And I believe that, you know, we have been given purpose. And if we will acknowledge that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Lord of Lords, and the King of Kings, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, we can then learn to be content.
Yes.
In every circumstance, like it says here in the thing. You know, always rejoice in the Lord and love the Lord with all your heart and with all your emotions and worship Him with your body and with your strength. You know, that's the call today for each one of us.
What is your focus on?
You know, this was written for our team and for our, our members of our team, but I'm here today to say you're on our team.
That's right.
We are the body of Christ.
That is
correct. We are all in the kingdom. We're all doing this together, and we all can allow God to use us in a powerful way wherever it is that we're at, whatever it is that we're doing. You know, we can see the Lord in all of that.
That's
so,
right.
Well, let's take a quick break, and then let's come back and just wrap this up. But what a great topic, and thanks for sharing this vision, Martina.
Thank you.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. We know he's coming around. We know he's coming around. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, you've got Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Church, and I've got Martita Stanton here with me today. And Martita is awesome, man. She's teaching in our Thursday night Bible classes on prayer right now. You should come out on Thursday nights, right, Martita?
Yes.
It's been really good. We had our first one. We got three more on prayer. That's every Thursday night at 6:30 till 8. And it's basically, we call it a discipleship encounter.
Yes.
You know? So come on out for that. But Martita, we've been talking about, you know, our trip and the vision. And why don't you wrap this up and let's go into that blessing section of,
yes.
of
and the word. I want to say, everything that came out of this word comes out of the word, the Bible. And in the Old Testament, the blessings, you had to do things to get the blessings. You had to follow the commandments and everything.
Right.
But in the New Testament, Jesus did it all.
He did it for us.
He took our curse. He blessed us. So now we have the blessings because we are his children.
That's right.
Not because of what we do, because that's not how salvation comes.
Know.
That's right. So I'm going to go ahead and read this again for you. The Lord will conquer your enemies. The Lord will bless everything you do and touch. The Lord will provide all your needs. The Lord will bless all your possessions. The Holy Spirit guides you, teaches you, comforts you, and protects you. You are the head and not the tail. You're more than a conqueror. You have the mind of Christ. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are loved. You are valuable. You are holy. You are righteous.
That's so good. So good. You know, guys, the Lord is going to bless everything you do.
That's right.
And touch. Think about that.
Because you're in Christ.
You know, at your job, what are you touching? You're touching a part of the business
that's
that
right.
somebody owns. You're going to be blessed in that. And the blessing of the Lord's going to come on that in your life, your
and
family.
And you bless their business.
Yeah.
So wherever you go, you get blessing and you will bless them.
Yeah. And then your family.
Yes.
You're going to bless everything that you touch. Is blessed, you know. So I'm gonna just pray us out here, and this is what I believe. May the Lord give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and discernment. That's right. You need discernment. You need to understand the direction that God wants you to go in your life. That He alone will open your eyes and understanding in the spirit, so that
yes.
you can see what it is that He has for you to do, and He'll reveal to you His calling. In your life today. We just thank you for that, Lord. Reveal that calling in Jesus' name. God bless you guys. We
Amen.
Hope you enjoyed the program.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.